Hey, I didn't know they were coming here.
I just told you that.
Good morning, guys. Welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. You have to excuse me. I'm not 100% on point today. I was up most of the night bringing you guys what you wanted is the new updated Team Health Masters website right here on this gigantic screen of mine. We got it out. It's rolling. We got your accounts transferred over. Be sure to check it out today. There's a lot of really cool stuff, and you guys have been requesting this. I got emails about it for months and months and months. I have given you every single possible scenario on options to pay through Shopify. This is the biggest e-commerce site in the entire world as far as the back end. For example, our vitamin C on sale, subscribe and save, which is working great now, by the way. Everything is really cleaned up. 4 weeks, 6 weeks, 8 weeks. You don't have to worry about stuff getting skipped anymore. We've been testing it for months now. You add it to your cart over here. Boom. Check out. And you got everything. Shop Pay's up at the top on here, along with PayPal, Apple Pay, Venmo. They all run through the Shopify account. Or you can still use our standard virtual terminal that everybody loves so much. And yes, it's here. I'm excited. Been working on it. Make sure it runs great all night.
And it works.
It works great. It's been working really good. Now, there's a couple little few things on here. Somebody sent me something earlier, and I checked it. A couple glitches were like a photo maybe offset. Please don't send me emails on offset photos. I know there's stuff that transfers are getting tweaked out. We're going to be doing it for the next couple weeks. There was one that came over, like the photo's kind of halfway. We fixed it in a few seconds. However, I do request this from you guys. If you're having a problem with something, please give us a call right now over the next couple days if you're trying to place an order, if there's something that's not working right, and we can tweak it, we can fix it, we can take care of you. If you send us an email on something that's pertinent, we may not get to it because of the flow of emails that we get. So if it's something that's very important or something you're trying to place an order and you're finding a glitch or you can't get something to work, just give us a call and we'll make sure we take care of you and get it set up right. We've been testing it, so be sure to check it out. And the vitamin C powder, last day of the week on sale, so be sure to check that out.
The reason it's not out here is I used it this morning.
He stole my vitamin C. But
I
didn't steal it because it's inventory. He commandeered it. There you go.
I decided to try it.
How'd you like it? Tastes pretty good, doesn't it?
It's simple. A lot easier than swallowing
tastes
pills.
Tastes good, though, man.
Well, yeah, the swallowing the pill stuff. I mean, I take a lot of vitamins every day, and I don't mind doing it, and I'm kind of used to it after all these years, but I'd rather just drink it.
Well, there's certain times if you can taper down some of the pills.
I mixed it in my Purple Stick this morning.
Did you?
Yeah.
I need another Purple Stick.
It didn't make it taste bad or anything.
It's pretty good. I mean, the kids love it, man. You throw it in a little, you throw them some water on it, they think it's juice.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and then I wanted to read this. I had a customer the other day, and we helped her get this situation fixed. She brought up, first off, she said, I want to let you guys know I enjoy the show. You're right about the collagen peptides. For the first time in decades, my nails are growing to a decent length without breaking or splitting. We're talking about that.
Told you guys.
She said, I do have a request. Could you please warn your listeners about thieves that steal parcels from people's homes and what precaution to take? And she goes into detail here about how she ordered the brain and body restart kit. It was delivered. Then her neighbors apparently found it on the side alleyway 2 days later. The package has been opened. These porch pirate tweakers, the only thing they took was the shaker.
You know what you can do to stop a lot of that is put one of those doorbells on that has a camera.
Ring cameras, yes. They make 50 different brands now of them.
And you can actually put a big sign on your door.
Video, you are being recorded.
Video surveillance progress.
Yep. She said here, basically, what are some precautions? That's one of the biggest ones. I'm a huge proponent of surveillance. I have an enormous camera system around my compound that watches everything in real time and records it. Same thing with the office. Same thing with Dad's house. That way, if there's ever a situation, there's ever just a question, you just rewind. Oh, that's who that was. That's who this is. There's a guy that basically tried to break into your place a while back ago.
Well, yeah, but I've got two signs on my front porch. One says, protected by high-speed, you know, surveillance device, and
yeah,
it's a picture of a Glock.
Yeah.
Okay. And then they had another one that says it's a big picture of a 44 Magnum pointing at you.
Yeah.
And it says there's nothing here worth dying for.
Well, you're honestly, if you go after one of our houses, you're better off to have the dogs and the cameras get you, law enforcement get you first.
Well, yeah,
because if it gets past that, they're going to drag you on a body bag around here in Florida.
Well, yeah, because in Florida, you got to be careful around here. I mean, Grady Judd says somebody breaks into your house, just shoot them. You know, make sure you blow their body back out.
I mean, that situation happened not too long ago. One of my buddies, Woody. You know, I've known him for years. He had somebody break into his house in the middle of the night. He's a crazy tweaker. Broke in the front door. Shot him 3 times 9mm. Ended up killing him. They didn't even arrest him or nothing. I said, guy broke into your house. Sucks for him. He's like, golly, I didn't want to kill somebody at 3 a.m. Well, I also don't want somebody killing my family at 3 a.m. So if it's me or them or my family, it's always going to be them. So I don't know how I got on that topic. But porch pirates, yes.
I remember. I've got a friend of mine who's a pastor. In fact, he's been on our show before. I won't mention his name, and he was raised over in Germany.
Yeah.
And he said that one time his mom basically shot a guy who came into their house in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
And killed him. You know, you can't be coming into people's homes, by the way. I mean,
no.
You know.
Uninvited.
No, it's not okay. It's not cool. You don't walk on, you don't go into people's houses. You don't go onto people's back porches. You don't go into people's garages in the middle of the night.
No.
You don't do that.
And now what you can also do, too, is besides putting the camera system up or the Ring camera system, you can contact us. We don't have this option on the site, but I'll probably add it on here since we have, like, this whole option to anything we want on the new site now, is signature required on packages.
Yeah, but that's a headache, though.
It's a headache. It is, but if you have a serious problem in your area, I mean, it all depends, because what happens, they will not deliver the package unless you sign for it. They'll put a little note on your door if you don't come to the door and they knock on it, which that can get annoying because they try to track them down.
I had some luggage repaired.
Yeah.
You know, a couple months ago. The wheels had rotted off of this thing, and it had a lifetime warranty on it. I thought, well, that's great. And so I took it to the retail station. They said, we'll deliver it directly back to your house.
Yeah.
And I said, okay, great. And so it came to the house, and it said basically,
signature
required, and I wasn't there. And then the little slip there said, by the way, you can sign this and leave it on the door, and we'll leave it for you next day. And I did, and they didn't.
They didn't.
And then they brought it the next day, and I did, and they didn't again.
Just again.
And so it went back to the shop, and finally I called them up, and I talked to UPS, and they said, well, we don't accept those anymore. You have to sign for it.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
it depends the value of it.
I said, great. It was a piece of luggage. Whatever.
I know.
You know, but the thing
but it doesn't matter. That's them doing their job, though, too. That's the thing you got to think about it. They're not going to drop it off as signature required. They don't be responsible for it.
Well, the crazy part about it, I didn't request signature required.
Yeah.
And they just sent it that way. And yeah. I thought to myself, okay, that's a pain. So 3 days I missed it. Finally, it took like a week and a half to get it.
Well, it covers the sender's, you know, sender's butt, the dealer. Because that way, if something happens, you can't come back on them. But that's the options for it, so watch out for those.
We're going to talk a little bit in detail. We've had a lot of feedback the last couple of days when we start talking about vaccines and peoples and parents and people that do these things and don't understand. But we're going to make I've got a pretty good article that came into me today, and I want to go ahead and read you part of it. And it's something that I want you to understand, that this is a big deal to me, because I raised 4 kids, none of whom were vaccinated. You think, well, oh, you can't believe you're admitting to that on national, you know, podcast.
Yeah, whatever. Everybody needs to get off their little high horse now. Stop acting like you're some, you know, oh, man, I'm doing society a favor by injecting my child with toxins.
Well, you know, let's start. Let me read you a summary of this. A newborn receives 28 injections by age 1 by the time he's 12 months old. Now, think about that. Starting within hours of birth, aluminum-laden hepatitis B and a synthetic vitamin K shot. These vaccines contain mercury, aluminum, and the crosses of the brain, formaldehyde, murdered animal blood, okay, I'm going to tell you about that in a second, aborted fetal tissue, and industrial contaminants that are never listed on the labels. I've got 28 injections by age 1, 12 months. So you got a brand new little healthy little baby sitting there cooing and cawing and all happy that you're seeing him. First thing you do, you inject him with poison. Then again, and then again. And then again, so the first 20, every month you get 2 more injections. Boom, 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 boom. And pretty soon you're like, well, my baby's kind of lethargic. What's wrong with him? He's got, like Austin said, he's got tonsillitis. He has adenoids. He has all these health problems. He's always
tubes
sick.
In his ears. Tubes, now.
Yeah. Okay. This 1986 law gave pharmaceutical companies total immunity from lawsuits, after which childhood vaccines exploded from 3 to 72 to up to 76 doses, while chronic illnesses skyrocketed. They test new vaccines against old vaccines, never true placebos, calling them equally safe in rigged trials. Let me explain to you what that means. If you have a poison here, okay, and it kills people, and you want to put a new poison out, so you bring another ink pen out, another stack of poison, and you say it doesn't poison anything. This poison doesn't kill you any faster than that poison does. Therefore, it's as safe as that poison. You go. Well, that makes sense. Do it again.
They rename it.
Here's the poison. Okay, this is going to be our placebo. It's not supposed to do anything. It's supposed to be neutral.
It's supposed to be saline.
It's supposed to be water, salt solution. That's what it's supposed to be, but it's not. It's been approved by the Food and Drug Administration as a poison. Okay? So now you have a new poison. And you say, I'm going to go ahead and test this poison against that poison. Oh, they kill equally as deadly.
But adverse events are the same.
But statistically, they're the same. There's no statistical significance. And so when you do an analysis on the data, there's no increase in death from that poison versus this poison. So therefore, that poison is as safe as this poison. This poison has been approved. So therefore, both poisons are safe. This is some twisted stuff. Okay. Instead of going back to saline, which they never do, they've never been tested like that. Why? Because they're not safe.
What's it like? Low standard deviations. They look at it and say, well, the placebo has 10 deaths in the group. Well, this new one that we're testing has 10 deaths in the group. So there's no standards, no high standard deviation. Everything's the same. So they're both equally the same. They're both safe and effective, and they're not.
They test new vaccines against old vaccines, never true placebos, calling them equally safe in rigged trials. The aluminum adjuvants, manufacturers admit after 100 years they still don't understand how they work. When Italian scientists found massive contamination with heavy metals, their lab was raided and they were exiled. When the aluminum expert found it concentrated in autistic brains, his career was destroyed overnight. Your safe and effective pediatrician never read a package insert, can't recognize vaccine injury staring him in the face, and will gaslight you when your healthy baby regresses after their shots. Only 14% of flu is actually influenza, making the other 86% useless. Now, here's the thing. One vaccine injured child displayed over 100 empty prescription bottles from a single year. Multiply that by millions. 100 different prescriptions in 1 year, 100 bottles. One vaccine injured child. Okay. Want to do further research? Look up Dr. Chris Ellie's aluminum research before his lab was destroyed. The Italian scientists Matt and Monterdi's contamination findings and the VAERS data showing less than 1% of vax injuries get reported. Most importantly, compare fully vaccinated children to vaccinated ones, and the results will shock you on how healthy children are who aren't vaccinated. Here's your 12.7. It says, sub summary. The vaccine industry is built on ritualistic blood sacrifice. The extraction of fetal bovine serum reveals the demonic nature of vaccine production. Workers ram large bore needles into the beating hearts of unborn calves while their mothers are dying, draining their blood for vaccine manufacturing. That sounds like satanic blood sacrifice to me. Can you imagine the energy field that's being created by the fear and the angst of that mother dying while her child, her baby calf, is inside of her, having its blood drained out of its heart? This is like something out of hell. This is like something out of seventh level of Dante's Inferno here. Okay? This ritualistic killing extends to the mangling of baby chickens and the use of aborted fetal tissue. These are unfortunate byproducts, but with deliberate choices to incorporate health and suffering into the products injected in these children. The spiritual implications are staggering. Every vaccine literally contains a blood sacrifice, making them not just physical poisons, but spiritual defilements. Violate the sanctity of the human body as God's temple. I wonder who would come up with that idea. Probably the Sabbatean Kabbalist Luciferian Synagogue of Satan group that the Bible talks about in the book of Revelation. Aluminum adjuvants are injected without understanding after 100 years of use. Vaccine manufacturers openly admit publishing papers. They still don't know how the aluminum adjuvants work. They theorize about the depositing effects, but acknowledge complete ignorance about the mechanisms. Newborns receive up to 200 micrograms of aluminum with hours of birth through hepatitis B and K shots, with children accumulating nearly 12,000 micrograms of aluminum by the age of 18. Think about that. This massively links to Alzheimer's disease and senile dementia and brain problems. When Dr. Chris Exley, the world's leading aluminum expert, found massive deposits of aluminum and autistic brains, his laboratory was immediately destroyed and his career was ended. Number three, no vaccine has ever been tested against true placebos. We just mentioned that. Number four, the 1986 liability protection created a predatory business model when Congress granted pharmaceutical companies complete immunity from vaccine injury lawsuits. They removed the only check on corporate malfeasance. Parents cannot sue manufacturers, doctors, nurses, or anyone else when vaccines destroy their children's health. The corrupt vaccine court system with only 9 judges faces a 3-year backlog while aggressively fighting families throwing out 3,500 autism cases entirely per year. This risk-free environment enabled vaccines to explode from 3 to 72 doses, creating a captive market of chronically ill children requiring lifetime pharmaceutical intervention. Think about that. Vaccines as a lost leader for perpetual profit. Number 5, every major vaccine safety researcher has been destroyed. A clear pattern emerges across decades. Researchers who documented vaccine dangers face immediate professional annihilation. Dr. Betty Eddy found tumors caused by the polio vaccine in substrate in the 1950s, fired immediately. vaccine released anyhow, later confirmed it can contain cancer-causing SV40, which we've talked about in depth on this show. Italian researchers Gatti and Monteri discovered heavy metal contamination caught using the same techniques that made them trusted industrial testers, laboratory raided, equipment confiscated, and run out of their own country. The message to scientists is unambiguous. Reveal vaccine dangers and you lose everything. I'm going to say something. Back in the 80s and the 90s, I was featured on over 4,000 talk shows as a guest. Sometimes I do up to 40 talk shows a week as a guest on huge radio and TV stations all around the country. And there was one thing I was told I could never, ever talk about: vaccines. They said, don't bring them up. Don't bring them up or we'll never have you back on. Don't bring them up. If we have to run tape, we'll edit you. Don't bring them up because we don't want to talk about it. We don't want the blowback. That's how powerful that industry is and how much money they have. And so many of the times I would be on a radio talk show and every single commercial would be a drug company promoting a certain product. And they were told by those drug companies not to put Ted Brewer back on again. I've had a multiple tell me that. They said, we don't want you on there because you're giving them alternatives to the drugs that we're promoting through the commercials. And I'm like, what the heck? We're trying to help people. We don't care. The manufacturers of these drugs and the advertisers say, no Ted. So that was it. Number six, doctors are deliberately kept ignorant about vaccine reality. Medical schools provide zero actual vaccine education beyond safe and effective mantras. Doctors never read packaging inserts, can't recognize obvious vaccine injuries because they don't want to, and genuinely believe their problems stem from defective children rather than poisonous products. Your child has a problem. That's why they had a problem. Okay, whatever. It says they're trained to deny what's directly in front of them. They gaslight parents to watch their children regress after shots. They watch the lights go out. And the parents don't know what to do. And the doctor goes, not my fault. I'm under blanket protection from the immunity because of this vaccine compensation thing. The contamination goes far beyond listed ingredients. Independent analysis reveals vaccines contain undeclared industrial contaminants, including stainless steel, tungsten, lead, zirconium, and other metallic nanoparticles never appearing on ingredient lists. Number eight, fear was weaponized to destroy the spiritual discernment. The COVID operation revealed how medical fear overrides spiritual faith. Instead of taking fear to God, who commands to fear not 300 times in Scripture, people bowed a knee to the pharmaceutical industry. They sought salvation through injection rather than prayer, making vaccines their false idol promising safety. They represent pharmakia of sorcery warned against us in Revelation. This is the Satanic Kabbalah's Luciferian synagogue of Satan I mentioned earlier, and using to drive fear to people into divine protection towards medical idolatry, which is exactly what Dr. Mendelsohn said in his book, Confessions of a Medical Heretic. And it's so true. So many people were so concerned about COVID, instead of going into natural protocols like Austin and I talked about as far as building the immune system. No, it means they immediately went to the hospital. They immediately got put on remdesivir. They immediately had organ failure, lung failure. They immediately got put on ventilators and they died. This is like something from hell. Again, how in the world did that happen? I had so many of my friends die like that. Number nine, vaccines create diseases they claim to prevent. The molecular mimicry, vaccine-induced antibodies attack the body's own tissues when they can't find their intended targets, creating arthritis, diabetes, neurological damage, and autoimmune diseases. This is why we have so many people with autoimmune diseases. Only 14% of flu-like illnesses are actually influenza, making 86% of the shots completely and totally worthless. Number 10, the economic model depends on creating lifetime patients. Are you listening? Let me get your attention here. Vaccines function as free samples, creating captive customers from birth. One vaccine-injured child photographed with over 100 empty prescription bottles, as I mentioned earlier. Number 11, parents are reclaiming authority through mass noncompliance. This is what you talked about yesterday with your friend. The gift of the COVID awakened millions who discovered that their unvaccinated pandemic babies thrived without pediatric poisoning.
That's exactly right.
Are you listening to me? They quit taking their kids to the doctor because they didn't want to get caught with COVID.
And in turn, they stopped getting shots.
The kids start doing great.
Yep.
And they're like, well, I don't want to take. Why am I taking a healthy baby to a doctor?
I stopped taking him to the pediatrician. I stopped getting him 6-7 injections every time he goes. And all of a sudden, he stops getting sick all the time.
Parents are forming homeschool pods, hiring teachers, fleeing the corrupt system, and building parallel education structures. And you've done that, Austin.
Exactly.
That don't require child poisoning for admission.
Yeah.
14 states maintain philosophical exemptions, and President Trump may restore religious exemptions in the 5 states that eliminated them. The solution isn't begging government permission, but exercising God-given parental authority, simply saying no and meaning it. Number 12. This is ultimately a spiritual battle for human sovereignty, and it really, really is. The golden nugget, the most profound revelation that few people who know the concept of specific pathogen-free eggs, exposing a massive hidden contamination source in flu vaccines. While the vaccine industry maintains elaborate protocols testing eggs for 30 pathogens, they use eggs to grow the vaccines, they deliberately exclude coronaviruses from testing, despite the viruses being endemic in all chickens living symbiotically with yeast like on human skin. That means that every flu vaccine contains chicken coronaviruses that are injected into humans, creating pre-existing coronavirus antibodies that led to antibody-dependent enhancement while people later received COVID shots. That's a big deal.
That just sounds unhealthy. Nothing about that even sounds remotely intriguing.
So if we haven't had a chance yet to slam vaccines to your liking and you're still arguing with us about it, all I can say is I don't know what else to say to you besides, why don't you think about what we discovered this morning and make a decision on whether you want to take that risk? I remember years ago when Austin was 18 years old, he was graduating from college at 19, he was going to go into the Marine Corps. And they were going to give him a bunch of vaccines, and he didn't want to serve because, you know, Obama was president. And I remember I told him, I said, I have protected you your entire life from this. I said, if you want to do this, this is your call now. You're 19 years old.
They gave me the waivers up in Quantico. They said I could get all the waivers on them. They said I could never deploy.
That's right.
I couldn't leave the country.
Because you were going in as an officer.
Correct. So you could do that, but it changed the entire aspect of it as far as what you want to do and what your occupation wants to be.
Well, what they finally realized
is it hamstrings you if you really want to go aggressive in the
court. Well, they realized that officers don't have to accept a commission. They don't have
to come in and be
a leader. They don't have to do it.
You're not Paris Island. You don't have to take it.
No, you don't have to because the officers of the Marine Corps are given an option of whether they want to do it or not.
Once you finish in Quantico, yeah.
Because, quite frankly, being an officer is a volunteer position. You don't have to take the commission. You can step away. And so they finally realize they can't force an officer to take vaccines. But that officer doesn't get basically deployed.
Well, no. And from what they told me, too, I mean, you just get the bottom of the barrel everything. You get stuck in, like, a recruiter's office, you know, in some backside of a mall. You sit there for the next 4 years, and you're just like, that's not what I want to do. I like being outside, too. Much. I was sitting in a room all day. But I mean, it's true, you know, with these shots, you know, I think now after COVID, more and more people now really started questioning the entire narrative based on them. And look at this. This just came out now. FDA is going to be ending the emergency use authorization of the Pfizer COVID vaccine for kids under 5. This is 6 months old to 5 years old. They still are operating this shot under the emergency use authorization under the Comirnaty umbrella. They're removing that now. However, the shots basically from 5 to 11 are reported now from the CDC that they're expected to get full approval by the fall.
So stupid.
They're taking away one crazy thing and they're adding in another absolutely crazy thing.
Since we're doing this whole show apparently on vaccines.
Yeah, that's why I brought this up.
Let's talk about the coronavirus real quick. Let's talk about the corona injection. We haven't done this in a long time. What they do is they inject spike proteins into you. That's what this is, a coronavirus. And your body's supposed to now produce more antibodies against spike proteins. So what it does, it tells the cell, it goes through the cell membrane through a lipid nanotechnology developed by Lieber.
That's what's called RNA.
Mm-hmm. They go in and they change your body, because your body would never do this, willingly produce coronavirus cells. It's like little sand spurs. So the body has to be suppressed. They put the SV40 into the vaccine to suppress your immune system, which is what they used with the polio vaccine, which caused a huge increase in breast, bone, and brain cancer in my generation because of the crap they gave us. And now they're putting it back into these vaccines because it enables the body to reproduce the coronavirus because it disables the immune system.
In a nutshell, what it does, it turns your body into a COVID-19 spike protein manufacturing site. Your body starts producing COVID-19.
That's correct. And then what happens is these are little tiny sand spurs. So when you have an artery, you have two arteries that come together or two arterioles that come together and they cross over and they connect with an intersection. These spike proteins can get lodged inside of these intersections, causing blood clotting and microclotting. They're little sand spurs is what they are, microscopic sand spurs. That's what they look like. And so they get plugged up in here. Well, then that sand spur plugs up on another sand spur. That plugs up on another sand spur. Now you got a blood clot. Now you stop the blood to your heart. Now you start having problems with pericarditis. You start having strokes. You start having seizures. You start destroying brain function because you cut blood off to the blood-brain flow. All of this stuff comes from the spike proteins. So that's what the coronavirus shot does. Now, you think, well, that's awful. It doesn't even do what it's supposed to do. It doesn't even decrease the severity of COVID, and it doesn't stop the transmission of it. It doesn't do anything. It increases your risks of COVID is what it does.
It was the first time an RNA gene therapy injection was ever administered to human beings on a large scale like it was. Vaccines, in essence, immunizations have always been a context of taking, like, say, a measles virus. It's a dead virus, and they mix it in, and they basically inject it. That's really, in a short term, they inject it into your body, sees the dead measles virus. It starts producing antibodies to fight the measles virus, giving you an immunity towards measles. That's the concept of immunization vaccines in a real short nutshell. They didn't do that. The COVID-19 vaccine was not a vaccine. It didn't give you a COVID-19 virus your body fought. It caused your body to produce COVID-19 viruses, i.e. spike proteins, so your body would then start building immunity and fight your body. This is why so many people have autoimmune problems now. I mean, it's through the roof. I mean, I'm getting email after email after
lupus
email all the time. I mean, lupus, all types of autoimmune problems. And
I see it over and over.
And that's one of the reasons why when we put together, let's even put it up here now. Look at this. I'm trying to do website.
You like this new website,
I do. Spot right there. I type in spike at the top. Spike protein survival kit. Boom. Ah, photo's a little offset. I'll fix that for you guys. A little cut off on the Super E.
Well, you know, if they do send us an email on it, we can, because we may not see it.
I'm gonna go through it the other week, just the way the transfer was. But anyways, this is exactly what the product is set up for. Natokinase, natural enzyme, breaks down fibrin. Vitamin E, antioxidant protection for the cells, also helps out with blood viscosity. N-acetylcysteine, key precursor to glutathione, detoxifies the body, scavenge free radicals, supports respiratory function. N-acetylcysteine is one of the most effective compounds that we've ever seen, and in science, that detoxifies the liver and also helps out with the respiratory system. Remember, N-acetylcysteine is actually used in hospitals for Tylenol overdoses, because Tylenol overdoses are a very serious problem in the United
States.
Number
one cause of liver failure is Tylenol.
This is why we put together this very simplistic kit with the E, the natokinase, and the vitamin, and the N-acetylcysteine. And this can be for people that do have COVID, don't have COVID, got the shot, didn't get the shot. Anybody that wants to detox their body, help out with circulation, and maintain healthy cardiovascular and antioxidant defense, that's why I put this kit together.
I like the name, Spike Protein Survival Kit.
It's a good name.
That's a great
name.
You
come up with that name? I come up with that name.
That was my name.
I thought it was yours.
All right, what's your next story?
Oh, let me pull it up here. Excuse me. Where was I at? I had a bunch. Oh, this is a funny article. This isn't funny. It's actually kind of weird, but we all knew this. Biden's decline was worse than anybody knew. Now judges are starting to get involved with this now.
No, we all knew
well,
it.
No,
what do you mean anybody? We all knew
no,
it.
No,
he's completely senile. He's pooping on his pants on the platform.
My favorite thing is when he get up to the podium, he start talking. He's like, I got hairy legs. You know, if you take a water hose and you take a vehicle and, yeah, our economy's great. Like, what? Like, you just ramble.
Well, Kamala Harris, any better?
Oh, yeah. At least she's got a little bit of enthusiasm. Half time, he'd be sitting there, like, drooling on himself. Oh, yeah. She's just a blithering idiot. But they said, Representative Comer said the cover-up is far more extensive than anybody imagined. He said there's more evidence that there was a cover-up to conceal to the American public Joe Biden's mental decline and physical decline. If they covered it up, they did a bad job of it. Everybody saw it.
Well, they did the same thing with Reagan.
As it points to internal emails and memos, including warning how Biden could not walk up a flight of stairs onto the podium, and he needed support.
Well, I mean, you know, the biggest thing is, like, with Ronald Reagan, after he got shot, they kept him medicated for 8 years.
They said the committee's investigating the AutoPen used to sign orders and pardon Biden used in the final 90 days. What's at stake is to determine whether or not those executive orders, those pardons, are valid. If the court agrees, Biden's final acts as president could be wiped from the books. Which, the biggest one, well, this would be great, if they remove the pardon for the cockroach Fauci. I want to see that man arrested on so many charges.
Yeah, but you know what? I don't like Fauci, and he had that face you kind of want to slap anyhow. But the reality is that, you know, he was just doing what he was told by his handlers.
No, I think he's more than that. I think he was so deep in the state. Highest paid individual in the government, came out there and told everybody every 2 weeks, got to wear a mask, got to flatten the curve, 14 days to slow the spread. All he did was lie to us. Then he came out and told us how good the COVID shot was. Then he flipped the script and said, the COVID shot doesn't protect you from COVID. It reduces symptoms if you're hospitalized, but it stops you from spreading it. Well, it doesn't stop you from spreading it. It doesn't stop you from getting it. It doesn't stop you from dying from it. It just kills you. But it's safe and effective. Now, that guy needs to be in prison for life. That's crazy.
He's never going to jail.
I know he's not. But I should have hope.
The reason he's not going to jail, he knows where the bodies are buried.
That's exactly right. That's why Epstein didn't get killed.
That's why Epstein's not dead. That's why Ghislaine Maxwell's at a minimum security place in Texas.
Hanging out, playing basketball all day.
I mean, what would the only reason be of her, Trump talking about pardoning her now? The only reason they would do that is to protect Trump and the other people involved with Epstein.
Well, she's going to testify. She's going to testify whatever transcript they give her.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, by the way, ultimate woke fail. Here's your bubblegum show. Just 12% of the Americans find Sidney Sweeney American Eagle ad offensive. Probably all transgenders and gays.
Oh, yeah. That's the purple hair Hillary supporters right there.
Yeah.
That's it. That's it. I mean, that's the only people.
Yeah, you know, I saw this. I said 12%. You know, so she's got so much publicity now. If you needed more evidence of perceived outrage disseminated on social media, it's not representative of real-world sentiments. Look no further. As a new survey revealed, the American Eagle ad featuring Sweeney's great genes is not offensive to the majority of Americans. You know what's funny about this is, you know, the gene sales went off the roof of this.
Well, that's what it comes down to.
And, they're saying American Eagle's traffic is down. It's such a lie.
Oh, yeah.
I was at the mall last week. The whole store was packed out.
Was it really?
Oh, yeah.
And here's how you always know when the media is lying about something. Look at how people are voting with their dollars. When the media comes out and says, oh, Top Gun Maverick is a misogynistic, horrible film. Nobody should go to see it. Bad, bad, bad movie. It's the number one box office grossing film in like a decade. People voted with their dollars. When everybody goes, we're offended by American Eagle. Don't buy American Eagle. They're so offensive. And their sales are up like 10, 20, 30% last month over. Vote with your dollar. You make things change. If you don't like tranny faggots being on Bud Light bottles, then don't buy Bud Light beer. Buy another different beer if you want to drink beer. And what America do? We didn't buy it. I told you when I was that dog. You guys, I'm in a mood day, so I didn't get much sleep on his website. Forgive me if I actually, I don't, you know, whatever, you guys are fine. Here's the thing. I was behind this guy, he's getting beer, and I was grabbing like a pretzel or something. I don't know why I was getting it, but I was hungry. That's all they had to eat. They go, all we have is Bud Light left. He goes, I want like a Heineken or a Yingling. Goes, we don't have that, all we have is Bud Light. He goes, I'm not buying Bud Light. He runs off this drunken uproar. Won't buy, refuse, would rather not drink any more alcohol than he would buy Bud Light.
Probably didn't need to drink any more alcohol.
He didn't need to drink any more, realistically. But I'm showing you, that's the level of, you know, disdain that people have for stuff that they don't like. So if you don't like it, don't buy it. If you do like it, buy it. Whatever. I don't care.
Okay, a little bit of bubblegum here. I sold my face to AI for 1,500 pounds. Now I'm terrified because I'm trapped in a nightmare with my face being used everywhere.
What? That's creepy.
Yeah. You know, when Lucy was approached with a message on Instagram about becoming an AI model, she was immediately intrigued. The 23-year-old had noticed that she had a basically... hang on a second. The 23-year-old had noticed stars like Kendall Jenner creating their own AI avatars and fancied giving it a whirl. The AI startup, beyond the offer, dangled a carrot of 1,500 pounds, to which Lucy seemed like easy money. However, she didn't realize that she was relinquishing her rights for her own image.
Forever.
For the rest of her life.
Yep, $1,500.
Now, I'm going to say something to you, and this is important. This is going to be dealing with dating sites. The scourge of society. Okay? Don't put close-ups on dating sites as far as pictures of yourself. Don't do that. Take them from a distance, have big glasses on, right? They can't figure out who you are. It's okay, because they'll take your pictures off those dating sites, and they will post other dating sites with your pictures and then say, this is the person that you're dating, and all they are is a data collection center. That's it. And they're using your photographs. So don't allow that. If you ever shut down a dating site, you don't want to be on it anymore. Take all your pictures and delete them off the site, and take anything you've written and delete it off the site. Because what they will do, they will keep that your program, your profile up with your pictures and all the other information on it, even though you're not even active anymore, because it increases the amount of people that are looking at their website. Be real careful with stuff like that, and don't allow people to have extra pictures of you if they ask for them. Just say no, not going to do it, because it's very important. Because this girl here had this AI person entity sell her likeness, and now she can show up in every kind of nefarious read between the lines
anything she signed off. I guarantee you, in the terms and conditions when she signed that, they have full access to those photos, her likeness, for the rest of her life in any place they want to put them.
What's that? OnlyFans. Okay, they're using AIs and OnlyFans.
And it's a business model. It's insane. Somebody explained to me the other day, they're building AI girls that do porn on OnlyFans.
And they don't exist.
And they don't exist. And these accounts are making tens of thousands of dollars
a
month.
So she could have her face sold to an AI porn site. Yeah. On OnlyFans,
yeah.
And all of a sudden she gets all of this stuff all over the world, and people start recognizing her as the AI porn girl.
Well, not only that, too. AI, a lot of these times, people can't even determine between AI and real anymore.
No.
So now what happens when she starts dating someone, they go, oh, yeah, I've seen you on OnlyFans. You're great. She goes, I don't have an OnlyFans. Well, yeah, you're all over OnlyFans. You're huge. Huge account. Now she can't even date anybody because everybody thinks she's a porn star. She's never even done it.
That's true.
That's horrible. But she got her $1,500.
Yeah, but I mean,
it ain't free.
No, nothing's free.
Trust me. Protect your privacy. Protect your images. Protect your content. Protect your background. Protect all that stuff, guys, because they are coming for it. The information industry and big tech and all this stuff, it is a multi hundred billion dollars. It's going to be pushing $1 trillion as far as the tech world with just data collection. It's big.
By the way, Kristi Noem should have kept her mouth shut about the doggone stuff of South Park. They came out with another episode about it.
I wasn't sure if the episode's extended release on it.
Oh, my God. She goes to a pet shop, and it says puppy spa packages.
Oh, my God.
Puppy adoption today. Adopt your beautiful little puppy. Take home a friend forever. You know, dog feed, puppy sale, dog salon. And she walks into this puppy store and just opens up. And they don't show her killing all the puppies. They have flashbangs coming out of the room as she goes in there, apparently, and murders another 100 dogs. I guess she's changing magazines. And then one little tiny cute little puppy runs away out the front door trying to escape, and she walks out front, and they show her blowing this thing in half, bless his heart.
Well, the thing that...
Kristi Noem, she talked about an image going down sideways. Wow.
Oh, gosh. I mean, Well, the issue is, and South Park did make a relevant joke about the whole thing with ICE when they were hiring everybody. I watched part of that episode, and they're bringing in people off the street that have no background. They hand them guns and body armor with face masks. I'm like, you're going to go do raids now. And then they're jumping out of trucks in the middle of Lowe's parking lot, arresting people that are walking out. And it's literally exactly what they're doing. I don't endorse South Park. I don't watch it. But, man, they just completely have been unhinged the last couple of weeks on this.
It's funny, isn't
it? It's ridiculous. Oh. Here's an article I want to cover real quick on muscle and protein, though. It says, beyond muscle, how protein supports your nervous system. From mood to memory, protein keeps the brain sharp and resilient with age. This is why I tell you guys all the time, you got to keep your protein intake up. It says, protein is essential for building muscles. From the earliest stage of development, it supports the structure and function of the nervous system, helping a child reach their full cognitive potential later on in life.
Neuroplasticity, very important.
Throughout adulthood, protein continues to fuel critical brain processes like neurotransmitter production, cellular signaling, neuroplasticity, and nerve cell repair. A lot. Subclinical protein deficiencies may show up as reduced attention span, poor working memory, slower processing speed, and overall impaired cognitive performance, signs of what's known as executive dysfunction. This is why I tell you all the time, make sure you're getting high quality amounts of high doses of quality protein in, like organic eggs, beef, bison, fish. If you don't want to eat that, at least throw in the Fit Food Whey protein. Throw a couple scoops in once or twice a day and make a shake. Use the GHI cleanse if you want. Get adequate protein in your diet. It is crucial, not just for muscle repair. If you're exercising, it's also crucial for the brain.
Well, no, yesterday we had a good friend, Richard, came into the office. And, you know, he's in his 70s, and he's been losing lean muscle mass, losing strength. And he said, what am I doing wrong? And I said, well, you're not getting high enough quality protein. Yeah. I said, start on our collagen.
These two together. I'd even put a kit together that. I'm going to put a kit together since I got the new website out on here. That's like honestly, the best probably recovery stack post-workout I've ever used. And I've got a lot of guys that are running now with two scoops of collagen, 2 to 3 scoops of Fit Food post-workout.
Right.
Because it's hitting everything with the tendons, the ligaments, the muscle, and it's giving your body all the raw building blocks it needs to repair itself.
And then he also asked me about calcium buildup.
Yeah.
And I told him, I said, well, the best way to prevent calcium from building up your system is magnesium. Very, very, very important with magnesium. Magnesium is a critical nutrient. It's used in over 300 biochemical reactions in the body. Now, an article just came out by Rob Pugh. He's a good friend. Listens to the show every day, Wisconsin Christian News. I support the company. He's a great guy. And he goes, an attitude of gratitude. Now, this is so true here. Listen to what he says. There are so many sad, depressed, and lonely people in our world today. They're not just pessimistic about the future. They're frightened that the present and overwhelmed with deep depression when they live with a daily life. For some, it's the loneliness from the loss of a loved one or a fractured family. For others, it's the fear of financial situation. Many have lost their motivation and find no purpose in their lives. They drift day by day without direction or aspiration or any goals. They feel a tense void in their lives. They try to fill it in other ways. This is what he says. He's right. One of the most popular now is prescription medications that supposedly alleviate depression and anxiety. He's talking about Zoloft, Paxil, you know, tricyclic antidepressants, serotonin reuptake inhibitors. The television commercials promise happiness and joy, showing people frolicking in the park on a sunny day. Well, those drugs only numb the brain, treating the symptom, but they never cure the problem because they never get to the heart of the matter. The effects are shocking. They all have long lists of side effects. Every one of them that I've seen includes increased anxiety and depression, as well as an increased level of suicidal thoughts. Obviously, these pills will never kill their ills. Now, I'm going to say this because he doesn't really cover this in here in detail. A lot of what happens when you feel down is because your brain doesn't have the nutrients that Austin just talked about. You don't have the B vitamins. You don't have the omega-3 fats. You don't have the 5-hydroxyl-tryptophan. You don't have the cod liver oil, right? You don't have all these different things that you have to have in your brain to make it work right. The other day, I got a little bit down, and I thought to myself, what am I doing? I said, I haven't had any 5-HTP.
Yeah. Well, the 5-HTP helps out with serotonin. It helps out with also with dopamine receptors. And that's another thing, too, that'll cook you, especially with all this constant media, constant social media, all these different platforms. A lot of times what happens is you stay so busy on it with constant dopamine triggers, even if it's not something you're searching for, your body starts to get massively overwhelmed, and it fries your receptors. That's why sometimes it's good just to get away for a weekend. Cut everything off. Turn your phone off. You got your kids with you. And just enjoy a weekend without a bunch of online stuff.
He says that right here. He goes, people are addicted to a virtual world.
Yeah.
That's not real. Which they access on their computers, their tablets, or their phones. Interesting. They call those medium-sized tablets, you know, screens, tablets. Yet another kind of tablet, but just as addictive as any drug. People have become so immersed in their electronic devices, they no longer hold a conversation with another person. They'd rather text to make a phone call. They'd rather post something on social media to maintain a relationship in real life. They avoid truly living because they fear it. An artificial virtual world is more appealing than reality. I mean, how many times have you text somebody and you give them a detailed question, you're kind of curious about how they feel about something, and they give you an LOL, or they roll their eyes at you, or they go, whatever, and they don't even answer you? Why? Why can't they just type out the answer? Why can't they pick up the telephone and say, that's what I always do. When somebody sends me one of those complicated questions, I pick up the phone and say, let's talk about this. I'm not going to sit here and type for 20 minutes. I'd cover what I think about this in about 1 minute, much less typing for 20, using one finger at a time to type, which is ridiculous. I have to do these things with these tiny little phones. Others will try to obtain happiness through things. When I was a young person, just out of high school, I had a friend who used to say, he who dies with the most toys wins. I've heard that.
I said it before when I was younger.
He was referring to his affection for fun things like cars, trucks, snowmobiles, motorcycles, boats, jet skis, and campers. It's been many years since high school, and I don't see him around anymore, but I heard that he's a failed marriage, married problems with alcohol and drugs, and a broken family. Obviously, his toys never brought him any real joy. Listen to this one. Then there are those who live lives of envy as they perceive social media to be the real life. It's not real life, folks. It's fake. Don't envy the guy who's showing off his new million-dollar car on social media. Chances are he's just posting a selfie as he's standing in front of one.
That's Miami right there.
Or it's rented, and this is something new for the last few years. This may be a partial owner of this million-dollar car. People are buying them in groups now. Sometimes as many as 20 people own that single vehicle, and once every 20 days they get a drive, they return to drive it. They take a lady out to dinner in this car to falsely impress her and then spend the rest of the time lying about it, telling her that he only drives a 15-year-old Ford Focus because the million-dollar car is in the shop. That's funny.
I've heard it. I've literally seen it.
Rob, this is great. Women who get caught up in envy as they indulge in their addiction to social media, they see other women, fake women, living lives of opulence and luxury. Women who appear beautiful, but they don't realize it's all virtual. It's not real. That's why you always video chat somebody before you go on a date. Because they don't look like their pictures 95% of the time. Just thought I'd tell you that. The beauty is obtained through the use of photo editing software, photo and video filters, and now AI-generated images. Not only are these women deceiving themselves, but they're also causing others to envy them for something that doesn't even exist. Friends, we need to understand that envy and discontent are the results of wanting. People want what they don't have the motivation to achieve, or realistically know that it's very unlikely they'll ever be able to get, and understand that wanting is purely a mental state of lack. If you believe you lack what you want but cannot get, it's a common cause of low self-esteem, anxiety, depression, and sadness. Few appreciate the fact that in reality, they already have everything they need to be happy, yet they still covet unnecessary and vain things. The accumulation of stuff will never satisfy the soul. That's the truth, Austin. There are plenty of hoarders out there and plenty of wealthy individuals that lack for nothing, yet they are hopelessly lost in depression and sorrow. Enough is never enough. You can't find stuff that's going to bring you happiness. It's the righteous peace and joy through the infilling of the Holy Spirit that brings true contentment and happiness in anybody's life. And if you don't have that in your life, you will never ever be able to sit back and go, you know what? I'm very pleased with what I've done. I'm very pleased with what God's given me. I'm very pleased with my life. I'm very pleased with my children and my grandchildren. I'm so happy that I've got all of this stuff because of what God's done for me. If you have that kind of relationship with the Almighty, He will bring you the righteous peace and joy through the infilling of the Holy Spirit, and you won't have to go out and buy something. I need a new car. I need a new boat. I need a new bowling ball. You've always got something you got to buy. I know so many women and some guys, all they want to do is every month they max out their credit card. You'll see them at the store. Okay, try this card. Try this card. Okay, let's try this card. And you're like, okay, put half of it on this card. Put the other half on this card. And they're maxing out their card every month after they make their minimum payment to buy more stuff. And you go to their house, and it's like going to a hoarder. And then they get tired of their stuff, and they have to stick it by the garage or stick it by the road. Then everybody else grabs their stuff and runs off with it. And you're like, this is crazy. And then they accumulate more stuff and more debt. It's the nuttiest stuff I've ever seen.
I want a new bowling ball. You know how stressful it would be?
Bowl anymore?
I don't know. You know how stressful it would be to be down like in Miami? I was just thinking about this. And you're a part owner in a Bugatti. You got your Bugatti.
There's 100 people who own this car now.
Yeah. Every time you take your girlfriend out, you got to explain to her why the Bugatti's in the shop again. While you're driving your Ford Focus, you got to, it's in the shop. It's got an oil change for $30,000. It needs new tires for $20,000. You got to come up with these excuses every day. Oh, babe, I got the Bugatti this Saturday. It's always odd. You always have the car once a month on this one day when we go out.
No, I've got the funniest story. I know. I was speaking to a young lady yesterday. This is funny. She's a friend of mine. I've known her for about 14 years. Also knows who she is. And she's a friend of the family's. And what was funny is she had a guy who's CEO of a multinational, pharmaceutical corporation. Call her up and ask her out.
That sounds exciting.
Okay. Then she Googles him. Can't find him.
No.
That's a problem. You're the CEO.
You got no online trail and you're the CEO of a multinational company. That's a problem.
So he's using the corporate jet to come take her to dinner. You already know where this is going. So he's going to land at an airport an hour away from dinner. Well, he texts her when he's supposed to be there and says, oh, my pilot forgot his iPad. We had to go back to the hotel. Oh, the other pilot didn't bring his iPad either. Oh, the jet's going to be late.
Oh, the jet's down for maintenance now. Why don't you just stay at me the hotel for the weekend and we'll take the jet out next time?
That's exactly what he said. That's what he said.
And he gets to have fun all weekend with her and the jet never shows up.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the game now, Miami and all that.
And the other big scam is this is what they'll do. They'll meet a girl at a bar, and they'll say, would you like to go to Dubai for the weekend?
Yeah.
Well, he wants to get, quote, lucky like the heathen do. And so he says, I'll take you to Dubai. So he calls up American Airlines, and he books a first-class ticket to Dubai for the weekend. And sure enough, she gets the email that the ticket's been booked.
Yeah.
Well, she doesn't realize a ticket's fully refundable.
Yeah.
It's a first-class ticket. And all of a sudden, he does whatever he's going to do. She does whatever she's going to do, and he cancels the ticket.
Yeah.
And you're like,
I had a change of plans. I had a business meeting come. I can't go on the trip this week. We'll have to reschedule.
Oh, and sure enough, he said that to her. Well, let's just stop at the hotel, and I'm going to spend the night with you at the hotel. That's what he said.
I didn't even know the story. I knew where it was going to go.
And she turned around, and she went right straight back to her house. Yeah. Says, you're nuts.
I've known too many people down in South Florida and all that. It's that whole world's a giant scam wagon.
I said, did you video chat this person before you met them? No. And did you tell him that he has no online profile? No. I said, don't be going out with people like this. But it's just unreal. We had that happen one time. We had a guy said he's going to send us a jet to go to Montana. Remember that?
The guy was running a complete scam. The whole story. He was planning on buying your house.
Yeah, he was.
He's going to buy your house.
Yeah. And he says he's going to send us a jet to go to Montana to find another place to live.
Yeah.
And of course, the jet never showed up. And then 2 or 3 days later, he managed to scam somebody else out of a jet.
Yeah.
The jet showed up. No kidding. First of all, I'd never been on a private jet. And it was crazy. He scammed somebody else out of that private jet.
Yeah, never paid that bill either.
No.
We went to Montana in the jet.
We did.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah, that was. I have to admit, that was nice.
I can see how that's addictive. Yeah, expensive, though.
Yeah, but the crazy part, it didn't cost us anything, but he scammed everybody. So a lot of people do this.
I'm going to tell you this. Addictive. Yeah, expensive, though.
Yeah, but the crazy part, it didn't cost us anything, but he scammed everybody. So a lot of people do this.
I'm going to tell you this. How this money has is going to buy a house. Wouldn't sign a contract, though. And then suddenly we're on topic, and he goes, well, yeah, I got a Lamborghini Murcielago SV. Mm-hmm. I said, you got an SV? There's only like 500 of those around.
This is a funny story.
Said, you got the car. I'm like a motorhead. I've never seen one before. He goes, yeah, it's in my shop out in Polk City. I said, I would love to see this car.
Remember what he said? Can I park it in your garage?
Yeah, can I park it in your garage? And I'm like, oh my gosh, okay. He's like, well, let me go back to the house. I got to make sure these clean up on it. You guys can come over.
What did I say?
Austin, he didn't have a Murcielago SV. And I said, I don't know. I'm kind of excited now. Sure enough, calls you what? Five minutes later.
He's going to call us up within 20 minutes and tell us, this come up with an excuse of why he doesn't have a Murcielago. And sure enough, oh, I'm on the side of the highway throwing up because there must be garlic in those turkey meatballs your wife made.
Yeah, the organic meatballs mom made.
Oh, my gosh.
He goes, I'm so sick right now. I have to go to the hospital. Was there garlic in them? Well, there's garlic in, like, everything. And so, sure enough, then I said, oh, then the Murcielago had to go in the shop and it wasn't out in this place.
Well, no, then I told him, I said, don't bother me again, bud. You know, but that's the kind of scams that are out there, guys. This was 15 years ago.
Yeah, he wanted to drag you into his scam thing.
Oh, then he wanted me to give him money for him to buy my house. And that's when he rolled it out to have me give him money. I said, I'm not giving you any money. I said, go away. Leave me alone. And I told him, if you come by here again, I'm going to have a trespass warning against you. I said, don't bother me.
That went on for months, that whole ordeal. Mm-hmm. He was dragging us along. The jet caught everybody's attention, though. I didn't expect that. Mm-hmm. He bamboozled somebody with that jet.
Well, then what happened is he got that jet owner for a bunch of money, too. The jet owner lost all that, too. You know, and that's the kind of stuff that's out there, guys. And be really, really careful. That's why when you sell your image to an AI-generated anything, there's no telling what they're going to do with your face. Be really, really careful when you're online posting images. And people do that all the time with Facebook. They put all their pictures up, and all of a sudden somebody breaks into their house and steals their stuff.
Oh, no, especially people put their status all the time. Oh, guys, I'm letting you know I'm going on a trip to California for a week, and look at my 90-inch big screen TV I just bought. Okay, if you're anybody that's even a halfway decent thief, you just got the location where they're going to be. Nobody's going to be home, and there's a 90-inch TV on their wall that nobody's protecting. And I don't know how I got robbed. My God, you idiot. So this is another story, too, I want to cover in hell.
But Rob did a great article on
it. It was a great article,
but it's, the infilling of the Holy Spirit that brings you true happiness and peace. Or, in many cases, if you have a problem with depression or anxiety, and I'm not making clinical claims here, you could have a deficiency that's causing that as far as from a nutrient standpoint.
That's exactly right.
And before I went on any kind of drugs, and I'm not saying sometimes drugs may be necessary, but the reality is that they have side effects. And a lot of them are designed to be used for a very short period of time. Okay, to try to get your moods back up again. But remember, they don't really know how these drugs work. That's very important.
That's the thing that I always try to make sure people understand with almost all these drugs. When they test them, they look at them, they test them for a short period of time for a very specific purpose by themselves, not in conjunction with other drugs. For example, like proton pump inhibitors. That is a very good drug if you have an extremely horrific ulcer and you're trying to heal your stomach up and reduce the stomach acid. If you don't want to use cabbage juice honestly works better, in my opinion, but that's just my opinion. I'm not giving medical advice. So you're supposed to use those things for like a week to get your stomach to heal up. Well, people get on them, and they keep getting prescription for them, and prescription, and prescription. Now you're on Prilosec for 2 years. Now if you try to come off of it, you start having more acid reflux and diarrhea, and your stomach can't digest food.
I know one lady who's like 90 years old, been on this stuff over 30 years.
Yeah. I remember there was an article years back, I could discuss it. Even the chemists and the scientists that worked on those PPIs originally, they even said, we never intended these drugs to be used long term. They're horrific on the gut. For example, right here now, they have more health problems. Childhood scurvy cases triple in the United States.
That's vitamin C deficiency.
Nutrient deficiency could be a reason, you think? Our experts warn of rising vitamin C deficiency risk. This is one of the most, I can honestly say, this is probably one of the dumbest things to be deficient in is vitamin C. It is so easy to get good quality, high dose vitamin C from Team Health Masters. You want powder? You want capsules? Heck, you want the gummies? I mean, if you don't want it powder, we got the Nordic Natural Vitamin C gummies you can get if you want those. They're 250 milligrams of gummy.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, being deficient in vitamin C, there's no excuse in 2025. There's really not.
There's not.
It's that we have the data. We have the knowledge. We have the information. You have access to the highest quality supplements you can possibly get at Team Health Masters. And it's for super reasonable price.
But by the way, one of the world champion Olympians, Shai Kairi Richardson, is breaking her silence after she was basically arrested and charged with domestic violence in an airport where she attacked her boyfriend. You know, just maybe you need to think that I'm the reigning world champion in the 200-100 meter. Maybe I don't need to go on a fighting binge and start swinging
at
an airport and
with cameras everywhere, yeah. With people that all have cameras in their pockets with phones.
Well, just to hear recently what happened to her, a couple of years ago, she got busted, you know, in one of her trials, one of her runs, and she was loaded up with THC.
Smoking
pie, yeah, or whatever she was doing.
Why would she be so? She probably does edibles. She could smoke if you're wrong.
I have no idea. And what ended up happening is they took the record away from her. They deleted it because she tested positive for drugs.
THC has no performance enhancing.
I know.
Concept.
I'm just letting you know. Well, maybe, but so now
it's on the list of doping.
So now she's basically posting all these videos saying how. I'm at 10%. By the way, a lot of people now are moving to the islands because they're handing out passports. If you buy a $300,000 home, we're talking Antigua, Barbuda, Dominica, Grenada, St. Kitts, and Nevis, and St. Lucia. And spend $300,000 or more on a home and receive a second passport in as little as 6 to 9 months. That's not a bad idea.
That's not a bad idea. What it's going to do is it's going to massively generate revenue for the islands. You're
that's
a lot doing. Of cash.
That's what they're doing.
I mean, that's gonna be kind of cool. I wouldn't mind. I've always thought it'd be cool to have two passports.
Yeah, I think so too.
But I could just work for Congress. Then I could be an Israeli citizen with a passport. I know that. I'd love.
No, I wasn't going there today. You went there.
They'd love to have me with a passport with them.
Oh, by the way, in Austria now, a birth rate among refugee women in Austria is nearly triple that of the native-born Austrians. Imagine that.
Jeez.
So now they will no longer be a Christian nation here pretty quick. And Spirit Airlines is talking about filing bankruptcy again. And Israel's
cheap.
No, that's why they're going out of business.
But they're not even cheap.
I know.
That's like you got to go to flight. I tried to book that flight a while back ago. I was like, I just need a quick nonstop flight. It's going to be like $300-$400. All these add-ons. And if you don't want to sit in the back beside the toilet.
Since you start on Israel, I'll start on them one more time.
I never said Israel.
Israel hasn't prosecuted a single suspect for the October the 7th attack.
That's odd.
No, this is not odd. Israel has extensively documented the 2023 Hamas-led assault and is believed to be holding at least 200 Palestinians suspected of involvement who've basically been no one's been charged or put on trial. Kind of sounds like January the 6ers. It's almost been 2 years since the Palestinians' militant group Hamas led the deadliest attack in the country's history, and not a single person has been charged or prosecuted for it, and the entire subject is shrouded in secrecy. I'm going to rephrase this article. It's been almost 2 years since Mossad attacked Israel, and the Iron Dome was turned down, and they tried to go ahead and blame everything on Palestinian militant groups. Not a single person with Mossad has been charged or prosecuted for it, and the entire subject is shrouded in secrecy because they don't want to out the Mossad agents that were involved. Now, that's all fabrication and speculation, and that was for your entertainment purposes only. That was comedy. But I'd like to tell you something, though, guys. How much of this stuff is real and how much of it's false? So I had to do that to stop the letters.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the video they posted with the one, they had the doggone committee interviewing the Israeli soldier is on the mortar team. 6:30 a.m. He told him to stand down. Again, this is just whatever you want to take out of it, whatever you want to take out of it.
You can't be killing Mossad people.
Mossad, I'm not going to go there right now. It's Wednesday. I'm still working on the site. It's too much for me.
Oh, by the way, they're saying now the singularity is near when human beings become Borg. They said within 2 to 3 years that people will be wearing neural implants, they'll be tied into the Internet of Things, and human beings will cease to be humans, and they will now be robots. It's coming up very fast, by the way. The singularity is near. So if you ever watched Star Trek and you've watched the Borg, resistance is futile. Remember this. Resistance is important that we all resist.
That's exactly right.
We all resist all of the time, and we always speak to things that are not as if they were. We stand against the New World Sabbatean Kabbalist Luciferian Synagogue of Satan nonsense. We don't allow it to penetrate or go into us, by the way. Oh, the AI boom is now bigger than the 90s dot-com boom,
yeah.
And it's built on the backs of bots and maybe more than real users. In other words, it's all fake.
Yeah.
Everything's fake. We now live in a fake bot world.
Well, and the issue is with AI with everything, too, now, is the AI can generate its own information and basically its own lies, too. So it can generate and speculate on what they actually wanted to do. Pretty crazy stuff. But you guys, check out the website today. Give me feedback on it. Hope you guys are enjoying it. I'm playing with it right now, looking at different stuff. The purple sticks, the eyesight. These are the best sellers, which these are the ones we put this on here because everybody has, you know, our top sellers, they like to use the GHI, the HGH, the purple sticks. Made it really easy to go right to those products that you love every single day. Zinc glycinate, vitamin C powder, right at the top here, the best sellers. You can do vitamins by letter. You can do new products. You can do kits. But the best sellers have been my favorite. I put this one together with Mike. So that way you can go in there and write a purple stick 3-pack. You want that? On sale, $124, right to your door. So I appreciate you guys.
That's a heck of a price for a 3-pack.
Yeah, it's a great product. So you can't beat this stuff.
Purple Six would be great. I had one this morning. Probably why I'm so hyper. Hey, yeah. I love you guys, and I appreciate you. Thanks for your support. If it wasn't for you being here for us, we simply wouldn't be here.
That's
doing
a fact.
And I love you for supporting us. Thanks for getting your Purple Six and your powder multiple and your deodorant and all the rest of the stuff and your toothpaste from Health Masters. It's your support that makes this show possible. I talked to ManCal yesterday. He said most podcasts fail because they can't get support. They can't find a way to monetize.
We got it with you guys. So thank you.
Thank you so much. I love
you. Have a blessed night, my friends. We'll talk to you again tomorrow, as always.